This is File 15. Today's date is January 26th, 2016. This is Jean McMillan. I'm interviewing Lorraine Stevens. She's going to talk about the White Hart and private parties and Indian Mountain School and anything else we can think of to talk about. But we'll start with the genealogical information.
Okay.
What is your name?
Lorraine Stevens.
Okay. And when were you born?
October 26, 1932.
And where were you born?
Patterson, New York.
And your parents' names?
Clara Bellevue and Joseph Bellevue.
Your mother's name, Claire, is it spelled C-L-A-R?
A-R-A. Clara.
Clara. Okay. And all righty. Joseph, I can do. Do you or did you have siblings? Brothers and sisters?
I did. I had two brothers and two sisters.
And their names?
Donald.
And?
Jean.
And?
Beverly.
And?
Garnet.
I'm sorry?
Garnet. G-A-R-N-E-T.
Okay. I think you said that you came to this area because your dad worked on the railroad?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about what railroad he worked on and what he did.
Well, he was a ticket agent.
Mm-hmm.
And he did the Morse code, is that what it's called?
Oh, he was a telegrapher.
Yes.
Ah, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So where did he...
He worked for New York Central for
mm-hmm.
a while.
Yeah.
And then he worked at New Haven.
New Haven and Hartford, or just...
Yes.
New Haven and Hartford. Okay. And was he stationed in this area?
Yeah, well, Housatonic. We moved to Housatonic.
Massachusetts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we lived in Patterson, New York, when he was on the New York Central.
So you moved wherever he was stationed?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when you married, did you live at Deep Lake Farm?
No, when we got married, I lived in Housatonic, and
okay.
Don came from Sheffield.
Whereabouts in Housatonic did you live?
River Street.
Yep. My first school teaching job paid was in Housatonic.
Really?
Yep. When did you move to Deep Lake Farm? Long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember.
What did your husband do there?
He was a farmer. He milked cows.
All right. He was one of the tenders of the cows. Now, did they have dairy cows or beef cows?
They had dairy cows.
They had dairy cows.
Guernseys.
They had Guernseys. Okay. Was... Who owned Deep Lake Farm at that time?
Samuel Burke.
Sam Burke. And was Bill Chilcote the manager at
yes,
that time?
Yes, he was.
Okay. Do you know, was it a large herd? Were there a lot of cows?
Oh, yes. It was a fantastic farm.
How big was it? Acres and acres and acres?
Acres and acres
yeah.
and acres.
It's no longer a dairy farm.
He has a few cows.
But not what he had.
No, nothing like Sam Burke had, no.
Okay. How long did you live there?
9.5 years.
When did you go to work at the White Hart? You went someplace else first. You started with Elsa's Kitchen.
I started with Elsa's Kitchen. Yes, I did.
Okay. Where was Elsa's Kitchen? Out in Taconic.
Yeah, Taconic.
Okay.
Yes.
What kind of an eating place was that?
That was mostly private parties.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a few people that stayed in. But it was mostly weddings and private parties.
Was it sit-down service or buffet?
Mostly buffet. Thanksgiving would have been sit-down.
Did she do a lot of Swedish dishes?
Mm-hmm.
I remember the Swedish meatballs.
Yes.
Oh, they were good. When you worked there, did you work all day, or did you just come in for the parties?
It depended. Sometimes she had two parties in one day, and I would go in early and come home late.
Who told you that the White Hart was looking for people?
Oh, Mary Barton.
How did she know?
Oh, she was a friend of her uncle married my sister. So that's how we got together.
Uh-huh. So you went from Elsa's Kitchen to the White Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Was the work different, even though it was food service?
Oh, yeah, it was.
How was it different?
Well, White Hart was sit-down serve. Elsa's was mostly buffet.
Okay. How long did you work at the White Hart?
9 years.
Who managed the dining room?
Mrs. Harney.
Were you there when the Nortons ran it?
No. I came right after the Nortons.
Okay, so you worked for Mrs. Harney.
Mm-hmm.
Did you work with Olive Du Bois?
Yes, I did.
Can you tell me a little bit about Olive?
Olive was good at what she did.
Mm-hmm.
She, how am I going to say this?
She ran a pretty tight ship, I understand.
Yes, she did, yeah.
I heard from the boys that if they didn't toe the line, she told them where to head in.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
She could do that.
Do you remember any of the other waitresses?
Well, yes, there was Mel Smith. She's dead now. Carol Curtis. Gloria Webster.
Lucille Taylor?
Yes, Lucille was there. Uh-huh.
And Mary Barton also worked there, didn't she?
She did, but she was gone by the time, while afterwards, yeah. And then Dottie Silvernail from Millerton, she worked there. Florence Gasso, she worked there.
Did you remember, or do you remember any of the chefs that worked there?
I remember Tom, but I don't know Tom's last name. I can't remember.
He was an African-American, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And he made blueberry pancakes.
Yes.
I got that from John Harney Jr.
Yeah.
How about Danny Lee? Had he...
I was not there when Danny Lee came.
He came later.
Yes.
Rolf Schenkel?
No.
He ran the Ragamon.
Yeah, Ragamon.
But sometimes he did the German nights for the Harneys, but that was later.
I don't know.
Okay. Do you remember roughly the year that you went to the White Hart?
No.
50s, 60s?
Oh, it had to be in the 60s.
Okay, that's all I need. You know, just to kind of slot it in.
I'm not really sure.
That's fine. I mean, that gives me a ballpark figure.
Meanie Heiser, she worked in the kitchen. She worked in the pantry.
Oh, okay.
And Pete Robinson, he worked in the pantry.
I heard about the ice cream balls? Nut balls. Nut balls.
Oh, the nut balls with the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bobby Day.
He remembered that?
Yep. Bobby Day remembered that.
Poor Bobby.
He did better than a lot of them. He did better. I mean, again, to come out of an institution and to be able to function in a community and be cared for.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat. It's pretty neat. After you left the White Hart, you went to the Salisbury Pharmacy?
Yes.
And you worked there how many years?
Almost 30.
When did you leave the pharmacy?
In 1989, maybe.
Okay.
No. When did I leave the pharmacy?
That's all right. That's all right. We'll come back to it.
I can't remember.
What did you do with the pharmacy?
Oh, I did just about everything except do the drugs.
Aw, gee. That would have been the fun part.
I made the hot fudge sundaes. I made the milkshakes, the root beer floats.
I heard about the root beer floats, and I heard about the hot fudge sundaes. Who was it? Michael Brenner, I think, was the one that liked the root beer floats.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Chip Hines that liked the hot fudge sundaes.
Wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Who was the bookkeeper? Nancy somebody?
Oh, Nancy Payne, but her mother, I think it was her aunt that was there. Yeah, Nancy Payne was the last one there.
Who was Dolly Winterbottom?
Dolly, she worked there too. She was from Canaan.
And did you work with Barbara Rohrbach?
I did.
Okay. And you worked with Sam and Audrey and Bam and Anna.
I did.
And they were all good people to work for.
Oh, yes, they were. Wonderful.
Now, I think I asked you if you worked for the new owner, Elaine...
1 year.
LaRocque, and you said 1 year. Okay. Now I'm going to ask you about this house.
I was trying to find the thing that Jenny Moskowitz did, and I don't know where I put it. I might have given it to Donnie even to check it out.
This house belonged to whom?
Who did we buy it from?
Yeah, who did you buy it from?
Olive and Jim.
All right, and... they built another house.
Yes, right next door.
Okay, and is that where the Rohrbachs live?
Yes.
Okay, all right. But when this house was moved, mm-hmm. the kitchen and the next room were...
The school room.
And this was the Grove Street School.
Mm-hmm.
It had two rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Did it have two entrances?
Yes.
One for boys and one for girls. When did you buy this property?
In 1962, I believe.
Okay. And this school building was the first school?
Yes.
And then they built another one?
Yes.
And what happened to the second one? Did it close or was it burned?
I don't really know.
I think it was closed, but I'm not sure. I'll find out.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
When somebody added on to the house and they exposed the school wall. What did they find on the school room wall?
Oh, we found writing on there. And it was the old-time language that they used to use, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was quite exciting, really, to see it. And the painter, he took a picture of it, but he never showed it to anybody, so...
But there was a picture taken of it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my. When I went over to see the Orr Hill School, mm-hmm. they actually had... like a blackboard.
Yeah.
And there was writing on that too. But this is even earlier because it was right on the wall, which was great.
And I probably should have called somebody to come and look at it, but I was afraid I'd never get my dining room back again.
I can understand that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you know, now I think you said that it was Olive Du Bois's parents that had the house first?
I don't know.
Well, they had it before Olive did.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then it was rental property.
Olive and Jim lived there after them.
Right.
And then...
Did Olive and Jim rent it out?
Yes, they rented it to the Burcrofts. And then they rented it to Barnett's.
Okay. And then you bought it in 62. What have you done to change the house since you bought it?
We changed the stairway. Mm-hmm. We put a new window in the side of the house. Mm-hmm. We added on a living room, a washroom, and a laundry room.
How much land do you have?
We had 3/4 acre.
It's a good sized lot.
Yeah, it is.
A very good sized lot. Now we're going to move on to private parties, because you worked with Tommy O'Loughlin.
Uh-huh, Joe Burns.
Joe Burns. Tell me about Tommy O'Loughlin and Marty Whalen as the...
As the bartender.
As the bartender, yeah.
They're wonderful. They're great to work with.
Oh, sure.
You know.
They both have very happy personalities. It would seem that they don't get upset easily.
Oh, no, they couldn't afford to. But there were a lot of bartenders at that time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember being at some party, and it was Martin that was the bartender. Mm-hmm. How about Joe Burns? Was he the cook over at Indian Mountain?
Yes, he was for quite a while.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He started at the White Hart.
Was he part of the catering service from the White Hart?
Yes.
That was the Guardian.
Yeah, I think that's how he got to Indian Mountain School.
Because John Harney and Joe Burns and whichever of his sons was there worked at Indian Mountain doing the catering.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joe Burns just stayed there as the cook.
Yeah.
Because he was cooking in the 80s when my husband worked there.
Mm-hmm.
I can dig a few things.
I can tell you then I was there when your husband was there because I worked.
So you were there in the 80s.
Yes.
Well, Foster was good about remembering the ladies. He wasn't so good about remembering the guys, but he could remember the ladies.
Good for him.
Every place we went, he picked up a new lady. I mean, really good.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you do private parties at Hotchkiss or Salisbury School as well?
Yes. I worked at Indian Mountain, mm-hmm. Salisbury, Hotchkiss.
They were all faculty parties or parent parties, things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Who actually ran the business of that? Was it Tom O'Loughlin or?
No, it was just word of mouth.
Okay.
Gene Olson would call me to go.
So you were all kind of independent?
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. Was the pay better working like at the White Hart or Elsa's Kitchen, or was it better at private parties?
I think working at the White Hart was better because it was fast money. I mean,
oh yeah,
you worked yourself to death, but at least it was worth it.
It was worth it, yeah.
Where private parties, you make pretty good money, but you're standing
you put in a lot of time
doing dishes and cleaning up.
Yeah, because you have to set up and you have to do the party and then you have to clean up. So there's a lot of hidden time.
You have to push up the pillows after everybody's gone.
Yeah, there's a lot of hidden work in that.
Yeah.
When you worked at the White Hart, now they call it time sharing, but did you have to work all day or could you work like just a dinner or a lunch or?
Another thing about the working at the White Hart, I could be home when the kids got off the school bus.
Oh, that was wonderful.
And that meant a lot to me. And by the time I worked at night, my husband was home.
Oh,
so
good.
So somebody was with
the kids. Somebody was home with the kids.
And that was the best part.
When I interviewed Mrs. Harney, she said that they tried to use the working women with children because then they could split the schedule. I mean, somebody could work maybe the lunch shift only or the dinner shift, depending upon where the kids were. And it made it, I thought anyway, it made it so that they could have more employees that were happy.
Yeah, you almost have to do that because if you get sick, you've got to have somebody take that shift.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
So it was a lot of holidays, a lot of Sundays.
Oh, yes, it would be.
It was entirely worth it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed every second I was there.
Oh, good. That's the best accolade a boss can have.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
But you've done a lot of different things in your life.
I certainly have. Yes, I have.
Which part did you enjoy the most? Or are they so different that it's hard to tell?
They're all different because the drugstore, the bosses were wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
you just enjoy people.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And I volunteered over to Noble because a lot of my customers were over there by then.
Sure.
Yeah.
And if you like people and you've got a good boss, it really doesn't make too much difference what you're doing.
No.
And that's wonderful.
But if you're in business like the drugstore, the customer is always right.
Well,
no matter what, the customer is always right.
It's the way it is in almost any kind of a business.
Yeah.
And they're all service.
It doesn't cost anything to be nice.
No, and it does make things go a lot smoother.
It does.
Please and thank you are good words to know.
That's right.
What have I forgotten to ask you that I should? We've talked about Deep Lake Farm and Elsa's Kitchen, the White Hart, the pharmacy, your house with the school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, when it was a school, they had a hot lunch program. Mrs. Senior used to do the hot lunches.
Mrs. Senior lived across the street.
Ah.
I don't know this really, but this is what they tell me.
Yep.
And she used to have the kids have their hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
They'd walk through our driveway and go to school over there and have their lessons.
Oh, I thought that was so nice.
Yeah.
That they had something hot to drink. And I heard that, I don't know where now, but that's one of the things that I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, people are really friendly. You know, they're really nice people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that makes it so much easier. It really does.
We should have more of them, though.
Well, we're working on it. I thank you so much, Mrs. Stevens.
Well, you're welcome.